Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Cheeky and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
New Orleans Saints, 13-3, first in the NFC South. Another year, another playoff heartbreaker. After the devastating last-second loss to the Vikings in 2017, the Saints last season burned by the officials in one of the most controversial non-calls in NFL history.
It was simple. They blew the call. They said it should never have not been a call. They said not only was it interference, it was helmet to helmet. They couldn't believe it. Well, listen, it's a hard job for those guys because it's happening fast, but I don't know if there was ever a more obvious pass interference call that, you know, here it is, the NFC Championship game. So, tough one to swallow.
Sean Payton and Drew Brees have to pick up the pieces and try for another run at a second Super Bowl before the league's all-time leading passer hangs him up.
And we're joined here on Tiki and Tierney by my buddy Sean Payton. Sean, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Outstanding. How are you guys?
I cannot complain. Is training camp going well for you? I mean, this is like training camp 30 for you by now, isn't it?
We are. Yeah, we're well underway and dealing with a little heat. Probably a little bit warmer than it usually is at this time of the year.
Yeah,
but. But yeah, it's going well. We had a morning practice today, and then we'll have a walkthrough this afternoon.
So I know the first question you usually get from a lot of people, coaches, about the new pass interference rule, which you had a big hand in getting implemented in the National Football League. But I'll save that for last because we'll talk about some of the new rules in the NFL. But the urgency that you must feel, and Andrew Bogus, who voiced our intro, mentioned this, he alluded to it. Do you feel an urgency to win that second championship? You win one, it's fantastic. You win two, you become a different kind of icon, both in the city and throughout the league. Are you feeling that, or is it just you just go about your job?
I honestly would say I don't know that we feel that. We feel a sense of urgency to perform and a sense of urgency to get better. You know, one of the things that happened in training camp each year, and we just talked about it last night in the team meeting, you know, you're in a race to prepare, you're in a race to get ready for the start of the season, and for these next, you know, call it four and a half weeks, you really don't know how the other 131 teams are doing relative to yourself and in their preparation. And, you know, throughout the season, you know, because you're able to record the wins and losses, but during training camp, you know, you're trying to create that sense of urgency and make sure everyone understands that this is an important time of the year, not only for your team, but for the coaching staff and everyone involved in deciding on the roster.
Yeah, no, yeah, I can feel that, and I can imagine what you have to go through to make that clear to everyone. Sean Payton, Saints head coach, joining us on Tiki and Tierney's training camp Two-A-Days. Sean, Drew Brees just turned 40 in January. Just knowing him, knowing you, knowing how this thing works inside the NFL, you're probably not mentioning that on a daily basis or even talking about it. But how do you think about that fact? It wasn't too long ago where playing after 40 was absurd to think about. Now we have two players doing it, Tom Brady, obviously, and now Drew Brees. How do you think about that? Do you process it?
Well, look, obviously, a lot's changed, you know, in the last, let's just say 20 years relative to preparation, health, nutrition, you know, what these guys are doing on a regular basis. And what they understand or what they know they have to do if they want to play like they have. And it's really amazing, you know, and so you start with a great athlete, you start with all these other elements and then put in the work ethic and the education. You know, it's hard to explain to the fan the work week in season, and then you know, a guy like Drew in the off season, all the details and little things that he does. But yeah, I don't look at it like 40 You know, we don't see age when we see each other. You know, when you feel like you're coming to work with someone you've been with for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not until their son or your children show up that the other feels age. Like, wow, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, exactly. What, you're graduating from high school already?
You know, yeah, that's where you feel it.
Sean, you know, one thing that will make your job and Drew Brees' job a lot easier is Michael Thomas, and he's there for the long haul now after signing a massive extension, averaging $20 million a year. We obviously have seen how good he has been, but tell us the evolution of Michael Thomas, right? He was second-round draft pick. Maybe you knew his name. A lot of people didn't, even though he did go to Ohio State. How did he become the highest-paid wide receiver in the National Football League?
Well, look, I mean, obviously he's earned it, and he's someone that I would say is extremely competitive. He's a tremendous practice focus player. You know, sometimes he can be his harshest critic, you know, where he'll get on himself, but his run after the catch, he's strong. We saw these traits at Ohio State. We saw a lot of his run after the catch. You know, he didn't have the opportunities or touches maybe week to week. And yet, man, you see size, you see work ethic, you see the catch radius, and then, you know, the ability to do something with it after he has the ball in his hands. And he's come into this league with that same sense of urgency and that same preparation. And, you know, it's been a good fit. He's someone we play at the X, but we can move him around formationally. And I think that, you know, he put himself in that position based on his production, and it's something that he earned.
We're talking to Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Tiki and Tierney's training camp two-a-days. Your other offensive stud who you can't not keep an eye on is Alvin Kamara, who has been amazing in the first few years of his young NFL career. Mark Ingram's gone, though. How are you going to manage his workload? Because he's such an important piece to what you do.
Well, I think it's a great question. And I think we went through it a little bit for the first four weeks of the season last year when Mark was suspended. Latavius Murray is a guy we signed that is having an outstanding camp right now. Dwayne Washington's another player in this camp that's playing really well. So we'll have a certain balance, if you will, in our running game with what we want to do in the passing game as well. Alvin is a big part of our offense, and yet I think it's important that the number count or the pitch count is something that allows him the ability to sustain it over the course of the year.
You know, flipping to the other side, Sean, because obviously football is unique in that it's absolutely a team sport. You can't have a strong offense and expect to get by with a weak defense. Last year, your defense was middle of the road, 14th or so around in the National Football League in yards. But it's obviously an important piece, especially as offenses, I'll say, have become easier because you can't hit quarterbacks. You can't, you know, can't strike wide receivers. There's all this protections for the body. So it's become a softer game in a sense. You better have a sound defense. How do you balance the two? Because obviously I know, and most people know, your focus is on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, look, I think the more and more you do it and the longer you do it, you're trying to see the game, see the practice, see your preparation from a team standpoint, not just one side of the ball. And Dennis has done a great job over there on defense. I think situational football is so crucial in our game right now. You know, not only, you know, total yardage, but, you know, what's your red zone defense like? What's your two-minute defense like? If you put on a season and recap last year for us, you know, we played in 8 or 9 games that were one-score games. And I'm quite certain that every other team in the league played for the most part in call it a half a dozen games at least that could have went either way. And so we played well in those games. And so we can't practice enough of those situations because they're going to end in a 2-minute drive.
Yep.
They're going to end with us defending a 2-minute drive. And I think that Dennis, our staff on defense, and the players we've acquired have really, I think, button's not the right word, but the confidence has come, and it can only come from demonstrating it on the field, and they've done that, and and it's created a competitive camp.
Yeah, no, that's the best way. It's the only way to be, because otherwise you get into the regular season and you're waiting two or three games to get primed. We're talking to Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Tiki and Tierney's training camp, two-a-days. All right, the non-call in the NFC Championship game. Obviously, you were very vocal about it, as we heard on the in the intro that we put together of you. It has now become a rule in the National Football League that coaches can challenge pass interference calls or non-calls. What effect do you think it's going to have? And do you feel, I guess, vindicated because it actually became a rule, even though on a trial basis?
Well, there's no vindication, and there's no, I mean, you're trying to improve the league. You're trying to improve the sport for the fan bases. And, you know, I think there would be a large effect or a dramatic effect if there were an unlimited amount of challenges, but you only have two challenges. So I would say we're going to be a little bit more judicious with our challenges because the two additions that just came into the system have a chance to be larger or greater impact plays. So do I want to challenge a 7-yard completion for a first down midfield? Maybe, but maybe not. I certainly want to have a flag in my pocket in the second half if now pass interference or potentially OPI are reviewable.
Yeah.
So I don't think that transition will be a big deal relative to the pace of the game, the time of the game, all those other things. I think the pressure's on New York, quite honestly, when the calls come in to find that consistency button that they need to have and quite honestly should be able to have.
Yeah. So far in the go ahead.
That has to happen. And we're far enough along with our technology. We're far enough along with the feeds that we're getting to have a standard, a baseline, if you will, that we know that when it goes to New York, you and I and eight other guys know, for the most part, that's going to be overturned or not. It's when we start getting the up and down relative to the review or the inconsistency, that'll be the concern. And so I think a lot of people will be paying attention to how it's handled.
Yeah, no, you're starting to see it a little bit in the preseason. I think it's mostly coaches trying to figure out how it's going to be handled. 2 of 17 reviews have been overturned so far. And last question for you on this, and really for the preview here, Sean, does it force you to have a different set of rules when you think about challenging, when you pull that flag out, right? Because the good coaches have a list. I'm going to challenge this. I'm going to think about this. You know, this is when I'm going to throw the flag. You, now it's got to change.
Yeah, I think it forces you. But when you take these two calls and add them to the challenge system, I think it forces you to be a little bit more judicious with what you want, especially in the first half.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you lose it, you lose it.
You get into the second half, picture this, fourth quarter, and you're at the 4:18 mark, and there's a big play down the field, and you see that it was, you know, and you don't have a flag, or you don't have a flag, or even worse, you don't have a timeout.
Yeah. Then you're stuck.
And so, now look, you still, in the first half, if you see something egregious enough or something that you feel like is worth the challenge, then you go with it. And so, but the only way to get your third challenge is to be 2 for 2. And so I think the fans will be used to it very quickly. And look, that's just one element of correcting what we saw. The other thing, that's just correcting the mistake. The better question is, why'd the mistake happen?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the postseason, the idea of all-star crews, although it sounds good,
yeah,
I think we'll see that diminish. In fact, that is diminishing. We're going to go back to keeping the crew intact together, and you earn that playoff berth as a crew rather than as an individual official.
Yeah, it's just,
and
like,
so if you're doing a playoff game, then you go as a crew, and if someone in your crew is not performing up to standard, then they need to get there. But two officials were on that play. One felt like he had an obvious angle. The other had the better angle and acquiesced to the veteran official. They'd never worked together prior to that.
Yeah, no, and that causes trouble. It's just like a team. If you have unfamiliarity, bad things tend to happen.
Sure.
Sean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good luck to you with the rest of the preseason. Hopefully health, because we know that makes such a huge difference at this point in the season. And once the regular season starts, all the best to you, my friend. Be well.
Thanks, Tiki. Good talking to you, man.
Thanks for joining us. Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.